the borough will pass through the almost $25 million as grants to businesses and organizations due to the public health emergency. Chief of Staff Jim Williams says he thinks the number of people applying may overwhelm the administration.
Because we're anticipating the volume of application to be very high, I don't have the capacity inside the borough to run that many applications as quickly as people are expecting.
So the administration is planning to hire a company to act as a third-party administrator. Williams expects a request for proposals to go out as early as Friday, and it must be posted for 30 days. But he thinks there's talent in the community to answer the RFP and start processing the CARES requests.
Accept the applications, review them, make sure they're compliant, and then tell us if applicants are eligible or not eligible. We're hoping to really move very, very quickly through that once we get the applications flowing.
The ordinance before the Assembly tonight will establish a business interruption grant program. Only businesses and nonprofits who spent more than 25% above their regular expenses or lost more than a quarter of the revenue qualify for the grant, and only for the period of March through the end of May, so save those receipts. There is a separate program where people can be reimbursed for buying PPE, personal protection equipment. Folks can apply for up to $2,500.
Our intent is to make the application process so smooth. Our vision was kind of about a half as easy as a permanent non-dividend application.
The borough government itself is not eligible for very much of the CARES money, in spite of getting a significant revenue hit from the COVID-19 pandemic, mostly through lost tourism taxes and the governor's veto of school money. Williams estimates the borough will lose $13 million this year. The Federal Coronavirus Relief Act, passed by Congress in late March, is only to reimburse money the borough spent in response to the public health emergency, not money it didn't take in. Local governments can apply for reimbursement of everything spent through December 31st, 2020.
We guessed what we would probably use if we had another second wave come through of COVID, and what the third-party administrator was going to go, plus our contribution to the school district.
Next year's borough budget has a tiny expectation that some people won't be able to pay their property taxes. Borough Chief Financial Officer Debbie Brady says a 0.5% increase in delinquent taxes was built in. She has heard from nervous taxpayers who want to get their payments out of the way.
Anecdotally, we've had some taxpayers when COVID first started who wanted to pay ahead on their taxes. And since the Assembly set their mill rate, we've had a lot of inquiries about people wanting to know their amount so that they could pay their taxes.
It's unclear if CARES Act money can replace delinquent property taxes. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.